Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, darling. It is Twisted Up Tuesday, and we're going to get on down with it, my darlings. Really, really do have some really great music on today. Going to get on down with it and have a special guest, David Mean. We're going to get on it down and do some talking, baby. Listen, listen, got some really great music on today. It is Tuesday, broadcast live from the Windy City. Y'all know it's cold. I ain't even got to tell y'all that. You know it's cold. 13 degrees. Thank God my butt is hot and on fire because I am telling you, all I got to do is walk down the street and the smoke just comes with just flaming right out of my butt. Let me tell you something, but really, really, it is really cold around here. 13 degrees. It is January 31st, 2023, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks up. You know I got to push zone up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, come on, buddy. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors in stock. We do have Gumba Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Shaka-laka-laka-laka. Boom, boom. Yeah, rum. I'm telling you, Steve Gum is something else. He can push him some Gumba Rum, too. Y'all know that. He can push it, drink it, lick it, slurp it, and all things in between. He just takes it all down. Just like that. Now, let me tell you something. Before I get into the music, I got some bad music. I want y'all to do me just a little favor. You know, while you're on Facebook, use the keyword, the Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, listen. Come on, engineer. Do your thing up in here. Do your thing, honey. Let's go. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Better know it, better know it, better know it. Come on, come on. All right, your music is being heard all over the world, my darlings. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Listen, I got some hot music coming up. Right about now, the independent artist's name is Amor X. Amor X. Let me tell you a little bit about Amor X. He's been in music for many years, never as a professional, only as an amateur. It has been a hobby of his. 3 years ago, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and that was some bad news for him anyway. Now, also, that also meant I would probably lose my voice. So this is what he is saying. I'm giving you his bio. So he said he probably would lose his voice. So since then, he's been making a lot of music. I wanted people to hear my music before my voice dies. I'm an Icelander. If you need more info, just let me know. So let me tell you something. You know what? You know, I got to say something. And the name of the song, before I say what I'm going to say, the name of the song is She's a Zero, She's a Zero, She's a Zero. And you know something? I know exactly what he means. I know exactly what he's saying. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's, you know, and, of course, you know, that's horrible news. That's not great news, of course. And it means he's going to lose his voice. Eventually, he's been making a lot of music. I had a friend well, I wouldn't say a friend, but someone I knew in entertainment. His name was Ace No Face, and we actually became friends. It was a long time ago. The same thing happened. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I'm telling you, Ace No Face could really, really sing. And, you know, even he came on the show, and I did an interview with him, and I ended up calling him a lot, and we would talk a lot. And as he began to decline, he would still use his different things, the mobility aids, and he had some other things to help him to use his speech. He would blow into the things that he would use, and we would talk and talk and talk. He didn't live that far from me. I was in Illinois. He lived in Michigan. So anyway, listen, the point is this. Do what you got to do today because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. So listen, the name of the song is She's a Zero. And I'm telling you, I live every day fiercely. I do. I kid you not. I live every day like it ain't no tomorrow. I be living every day like I'm She-Woman, Batman, and Robin all mixed up in one. I do. I be living like I'm Robin Hood and everybody. Honey, I can tear down Sherwood Forest. You hear me what I'm saying? Listen, I'm telling you, it's almost like I ain't got no fear. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I be attacking everything I see. I be like, get out of my way because I got stuff to do. That's how I live every day. Listen, I got a special guest on today. His name is David Meme, M-E-I-N-E. Now, y'all go hear the song. Hold on to your potatoes. Hold on to your potatoes. You go hear the song, and I'm going to talk to David, too. David is awesome. Let me tell y'all something. David is a speaker, author, and serial entrepreneur. We got kindred spirit because I'll never stop creating things. Y'all hear me up in here? So listen, he has spent his career launching and running a highly successful company. He and his wife, Carla, recently founded the company. Listen, y'all guys, y'all pay attention. Founded the company More Than Healthy. Man, that just gives me chills. Woo, my God. More Than Healthy. See, listen, I'm all about health. And when people start talking about healthy things, I want to hear everything you got to say. So I'm going to be listening, jotting down notes. I'm going to be soaking it in. He's going to be giving us knowledge. And I'm going to soak it all in. Y'all understand me? So listen, which provided functional nutrition counseling, hair analysis testing, a robust e-learning program. Oh, my goodness. Meal plans, recipes, health coaching, and brain training. I need that too. Oh, my goodness. Why am I getting chills all over my body? You know, y'all know what? When fierce females get all excited, everything just moved in the room. So listen, David, let me tell you about Dave. Let me just say hello to Dave. My God, because I'm going on and on. David, hello, David.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. You're a mighty man. You know you're a mighty man.
Thank you.
I don't think I am,
but I appreciate that compliment.
You're a mighty man. I can feel your frequency and your energy all the way over here. I really can.
Well,
it's exciting.
Sir, I appreciate you having me on today, and the introduction you gave was awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My goodness, I'm glad to have you on. I did promise I'm going to play this song, and we are going to have a discussion about health, and I want you to teach us. I'm your student. What is that? Was it Gamal? Who's that sat at the feet while the person was teaching? The name escapes me. But I'm going to be sitting at your feet learning. So listen, I have a song to play right now. It's called She's a Zero by the Independent Artist. I also play music, just to let you know, David, I play music to the listening audience. So this one is She's a Zero. And this artist, as I was saying earlier, I'm not sure if you heard, Armo X. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and he's been making a lot of music, and I think he's a hero. I think that he's a hero, and he's doing what he wants to do with his life. He's creating a lot of music. This one is She's a Zero. After the song, we are going to get into a discussion about health. We're going to learn about, I think it's leaky gut. We're going to learn about that. I've been hearing a lot about it, and I want to know about it. And David is going to explain to us how we can tell if we have a leaky gut and what to do about it. So right now, this is She's a Zero.
She was good to me, rude to me, she was my number one, now she's a zero. She was nice to me, light to me, she was the only one, now she's a zero. Me in yo, count me out, no, she was the one, now she's no one. Oh my darling, I quit calling, there was no answer, no Marissa. I would've run away with you, and then I ran away from you. I was resting in your arms, all you did to me was harm. She was good to me, rude to me, she was my number one, now she's a zero. She was nice to me, light to me, she was the only one, now she's a zero. Attendant. She met a lot of men, unfaithful, Raoul's a mannequin. I hit the jackpot, I did not. We fell in love, no, not enough for her. I should've listened to you all, but then she moved to Montreal. She gave me promises, you could stick them up in your ass. She was good to me, rude to me, she was my number one, now she's a zero. She was nice to me, light to me, she was the only one, now she's a zero. She was good to me, rude to me, she was my number one, now she's a zero. She was nice to me, light to me, she was the only one, now she's a zero. She was good to me, rude to me, she was. She was good to me, rude to me, she was my number one, now she's a zero. She was good to me, rude to me, she was my number one, now she's a zero. She was nice to me, light to me, she was the only one, now she's a zero. She was good to me, rude to me, she was my number one, now she's a zero. She was nice to me, light to me, she was the only one, now she's a zero.
All right, that was She's a Zero, She's a Zero. Once again, that's by independent artist Amaral X, and I love it. It's real saucy, really nice beat, great vocals. He really does have a very strong singing voice. He really does mix and master it very well. You're going to hear that song again later on today. Going to mix it up and do it again with She's a Zero later on this evening. David, so I do want you to talk to me about unlocking the lucky gut code. So tell me, can I ask you first of all, how do we know if we have leaky gut? How do we know if we have leaky gut?
So that's a really good question, because I got cancer in 2015, got diagnosed with bladder cancer, and I had had before that a lot of health issues. So I had been diagnosed with Crohn's disease, colitis, things that had to deal with my lower bowels, and I had lots of indigestion, was on medications. I get this cancer, which was bladder cancer, ended up with 21 tumors, 3 surgeries, and then finally had 2 rounds of chemo, and, you know, just had lots of issues with my immune system and my health. And so in 2018, once I was finally in remission, I got a, I don't know if you're familiar with stem cell therapy, but I was having problems with my knee, had arthritis, couldn't go up and down the stairs. And so when I went into the doctor to start that, he was looking at my chart and said, Mr. Miney, you take NSAIDs, which are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, every day, and I was for pain anywhere from 800 to 2400 milligrams, and he told me, you have to stop and can't take that for 30 days before you have this stem cell injection. And I said, oh, wait a second, doctor, there's no way. I'm in so much pain every day. I don't know if I can do that. And he says, well, you can't do it because they disrupt the stem cells, which are the building blocks of our body. And so I said, okay, and I got to the end of 30 days. I was able to, even though I was in so much pain, I was on the scale every day with the NSAIDs. I was between an 8 and a 10, and then I got off the NSAIDs, which is Advil, ibuprofen, any of those, you know, naproxen, those type of drugs for pain, inflammation. So I got off of them, had the stem cells. A month after the stem cells, because I had to be off them for 5 months, I said to the doctor, okay, can I get back on these? And he said, absolutely, never take them again. And so he was the first person that began to help me understand that those NSAIDs were destroying the inner lining of my small intestine. Then in July, I met another doctor who said and confirmed, don't ever do NSAIDs. And he told me that they were causing my leaky gut. And what a leaky gut is, in simple terms, is inside your small intestine, you have these finger-like, that they call them villi, and it covers your whole small intestine, and they have really tight junctions. And what they do is, between those tight junctions, they only let in the nutrients into your bloodstream that your body needs. Well, a leaky gut is when those junctions get opened, and particles go through those. So in my case, I had 30 food sensitivities, like gluten, different foods, different things like nuts and eggs and different things that were going through that small intestine into my bloodstream. And then what happens is when those foreign substances are in your bloodstream, they're not supposed to be, your immune system, if you can kind of look at this analogy, it's like the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, they send those down and start attacking those foreign substances. Well, in my case, because my leaky gut was so bad, it compromised my immune system so that my immune system wasn't fighting the cancer cells that were in my bladder. And so it just created all these health issues. So when I began to believe and understand this leaky gut, I then began this process to heal my gut. And at that time, Fierce, I was on 10 medications, serious medications, because of all the issues I had in my body. And by, now you got to remember, this is July 2018, by October of 2020, I took my last medication and I got off of all 10 medications. I did it all by diet. And today my cancer's still in remission. And you would not believe how healthy I am because of all the work that I've done to heal my leaky gut.
Wow. Wow. That is a lot. That is a lot to digest. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. And so, you know, my brain is still stuck at the point where you were saying you had 21 tumors?
Yeah, I had 21 tumors that grew. So when I first got diagnosed in 2018, I had three large tumors. And luckily, they hadn't gone through the bladder wall. One of them got nicked, and they were bleeding. That's how we knew that something was wrong. And if it had gone through the bladder wall, you become what's called the walking dead, because it becomes transitional cell cancer, and then it just spreads through your whole body. But over 18 months, I was growing tumors, and so that's why they didn't understand, because I ended up with 21 tumors. And so with three surgeries, they removed all the tumors, but they finally said, you know, your body's not fighting them. You've got to do this chemo, which I did two full rounds, which was horrible. But I came out of it, and here I am. That was March 29th, 2017 was my last chemo treatment. And here I am almost 6 years later, and I still have to go in and be checked every year, because they say that, you know, once you get bladder cancer, you have it for life. But I'm still in remission.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. I mean, you know, I have quite a list of questions, but now you healed it through diet. How did you start the path? Did you do self-teaching, or did you get coaches? How did you start the path to healing?
So I got a doctor.
Okay.
I ended up with two doctors that do functional medicine. So they're functional medicine doctors. So the first doctor his practice is all about getting his patients off of medications.
Mm.
And he used to be a heart doctor, world-renowned heart doctor, and so he changed. And then I got another doctor involved with another doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started doing blood work. I started doing things to confirm that I had this leaky gut and that I had these food sensitivities. The most amazing thing is that in when COVID hit in 2020, my wife and I in the state of Utah, we were told that we had to stay home for 6 weeks. And my wife and I are entrepreneurs. Previous to that time, we had started 17 companies. The last one we sold in 2016 because of my cancer. We helped tens of thousands of individuals lose weight and get healthy. So we've been in the health and wellness since about 2003.
Mm-hmm.
My wife thought she was going to be a widow, so she asked me to sell the company, and she asked us to sell the house. She wanted to get that all taken care of because she thought I was going to pass away. And so we moved into a home in an HOA where, you know, they take care of the yard and they take care of the, you know, the snow removal. And we moved into a smaller home. But the good news is that I started writing a book called Unlocking the Leaky Gut Code, which you can get on Amazon. And my wife went back to school at the same time, and she became a certified functional nutrition coach. So we started a new company called More Than Healthy, and we found some amazing technology to help our clients figure out what's going on with their health. Have you heard before, first, something called hair analysis testing?
Yes. Yes, I have.
So I have spent thousands and thousands of dollars a year. Thankfully, I have insurance, but I've had to pay a lot of out-of-pocket to do blood work to figure things out. And so my wife got this technology. And so for $100, people can do four strands of their hair, do this analysis that goes to Hamburg, Germany, comes back with a 36-page report, and we'll tell people what's wrong and what they can do to optimize their health and immunity. So it'll tell them what minerals, vitamins they're deficient in. In my case, I found out 4 months ago that I had, which none of the blood work, none of the doctors ever found, I had a parasite. And that parasite was not allowing me to absorb B vitamins, selenium, and different vitamins, copper. And so now that we knew that from this hair analysis, I was able to do very specific things to get rid of the parasite. And so it's just amazing the things that you find out. I had a virus, a long-term virus. I had EMFs, electrical magnetic frequency issues, but it just tells you all these amazing things, and then you can just pick a couple of them, work on them, and then in 90 days or 6 months, you can do a hair analysis again to see if the things you're doing are fixing your deficiencies, and it just has been so wonderful that my wife found that, and we've been able to help people really pinpoint the things that they can do to optimize their health.
Okay. You know, that's very interesting, and I like that because I truly understand what you're saying. And sometimes there's a lot of people that's out there, a lot of patients that's out there that's going through a lot of different health challenges and get really discouraged with the answers that you get sometimes from the doctor. You do blood work, and sometimes, and I've had this to happen, where the doctor will say, well, I don't know, we don't have any answers. It's like, well, what in the world? And, you know, it's going on for so long. It's like, well, what do you do? You know, and so that leads me to ask about the hair analysis testing. Now, you and your wife, for instance, if I want to do a hair analysis, would I just send you a sample of the hair and then you take it from there and send it to the company? How would that work?
So on our website, If you go to our homepage, morethanhealthy.com, we have a link that you can click for hair analysis. And so there's two ways people can do it. One way is if they live in Utah, they can come to our office in Utah and we pluck the hairs. We have a scanner. We put it on the scanner, goes through a computer, goes to Hamburg, Germany, and within 15 minutes, we get the results back. If you don't live near us, the second option is that you can get the hair analysis. You pay for shipping and handling. A kit gets shipped to your home. You pluck the 4+ hairs and send it back, and it gets processed, and then we get it, and then we do a short conversation and explain your report and go through your report with you. And then we provide coaching if people want to get coached. We do a monthly coaching where we do live Zoom calls and people come on, ask their questions, and we'll coach them. And it's, you know, we really try to help people take their health in their hands. And that's what functional nutrition's about, is the doctors are too busy because they only have a certain amount of time, so they can't spend any time looking at people's diets and looking at the things, you know, these environmental factors that could be causing issues like fungus and molds and spores and, you know, all these different things that are going on. And so what we're able to do is, with this functional nutrition, is able to give people the things to take out of their diet or to put into their diet to fix these problems that they're dealing with that the doctors don't have time to do. And so really the functional nutrition, like my wife, is the go-between the doctor and the patient. And so it's just as a great, with the hair analysis, it's just been a great way for us to help people pinpoint things that their doctors can't.
Now, I have one other question I'm just a little curious about with the hair analysis. So is there any possibility, for instance, when you, you pluck the hairs and you send it in, now what about the time that elapsed from it traveling? Does the hair, is there a chance the hair will dry out or lose any?
No, it retains. So the with hair, it's called epigenetics. And so what happens is because your hair continues to grow, it in the hair follicles has all of this information that is stored there. And so all these environmental factors and all the things that are going on in the body is stored in the hair follicle. And every 90 days, it's changing. And so when you mail that in or we pluck it and do it, you know, here locally, it doesn't matter if it sits, you know, a week or 2 weeks or whatever, it's not going to change once that hair follicle's been plucked, because it's not changing, but it's also not changing because it's not getting more information from the body when it's still in the, you know, the hair follicle is still attached.
Okay.
The science is amazing, that this energy and all of this has been studied since the early 1930s. And it's just, it's amazing, this place in Germany, these computers that receive the information, you know, look at 800 things that they can tell from the hair follicle. And then it gives that 36-page report that is very specific on, you know, what's going on in your body.
You know, I actually believe that everyone should do a hair analysis testing. And the reason why I believe that is because, you know, I've, not just myself, but different family members that have went through health challenges and not being able to find an answer. I don't know what that is all about, where, you know, someone goes, gets a health challenge, they go to the doctor, they do the blood test, the tests come back, and then the doctor says, oh, everything is fine, we don't know what's wrong, and then they see for another test, and the cycle keeps going on without getting to an answer. That is the part that drives me crazy, and it will drive anyone crazy.
Well, and you're exactly saying what happened to me until I was 58 years old. All the doctors, started in 1990, in 20s and 30s, I got the Crohn's and colitis diagnoses. But, you know, from 1999 on, they just kept giving me drugs. They weren't sure. They just, you know, and what what we learned with this blood analysis technology, I've been able to fine-tune and fix things. I mean, it just, you're saying exactly the cycle I went through. Doctors are awesome, and they get all that training, but they don't get trained on nutrition. They don't get trained on the diet. Most doctors still don't even believe in leaky gut. And the thing is all the research and all the doctors and everybody that we work with say that just about everybody is struggling with a leaky gut. And if you're taking NSAIDs, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you are hurting the lining of your gut. And then just with age, things happen in your gut doesn't work like it does. And so there's just all these things that are going on that you need to learn, but the doctors aren't doing it. Now, Dr. Tom O'Brien, Dr. Stephen Gundry, these are the doctors, all these doctors I work with and my wife works with, we're in this huge network and we're in this new movement of saying, hey, with the American diet, we're killing our guts. We're killing the bacteria in our guts. They're not working right. And I'm a classic example with those food sensitivities going through that were making me so sick. If you could see me right now, Fierce, I'm 66 years old. I am very athletic. I'm a competitive cyclist. I'm a competitive pickleball player. I have 18 grandkids. We do so much with them, and I'm so healthy. But the path that I was on, I probably would be dead now. But now with everything we've learned and all we've learned in nutrition and the hair analysis and the fact that it's so inexpensive, you know, most people can afford $100 every 90 days to see what is going on in their body. But, you know, the key thing, Pierce, is that they have to do something about it. Right. And that's why we coach people. That's why I'm a certified life coach. My wife's a certified functional nutrition coach because I work on the thoughts that hold people back. My wife has the nutrition and diet things. And we can really help people improve their lives. And one last comment. You know, you and I have been told all our lives we're going to grow old. We've got to accept arthritis. We have to accept the brain fog or the beginning of dementia or Alzheimer's and all these health conditions, you know, that's just part of growing old. I know for a fact that we can live longer with optimal health. And the hair analysis allows us to do that. And learning what foods not to eat, what foods to eat, and what supplements we may need to take, what things we may need to do, we can live a better life.
Wow. You know, this is amazing. I already know that we're going to have a part two to this discussion because there's no way to cover a lot of important things. And, you know, I am a person, I believe in healthy eating and try to do the best I can with what I know. And I'm telling you, I understand what you're saying, and I believe everything that you're saying because for years I've always gone to the same health food store. And the owners, just the same owners, I think they're about 80 now. And I'm telling you, I don't know if they've even seen a doctor in the last 40 years. I mean, they can get around faster than I can. I mean, they are phenomenal. And just to listen to them talk about nutrition and the body, they understand it. They are trained. And so I understand what you're saying. We're going to have a part two. I'm pretty much out of time now, but we've got to continue.
Can I ask a favor?
Sure.
Can I ask a favor? So when we do part two, can my wife come on with me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
You'll love her. She's brilliant. And what she's learned with functional nutrition is just so awesome. And I think it'd be great to have her on and you could listen to her and ask specific questions.
Okay. And what I'm going to do, hopefully, I'm going to do the hair analysis. So I'm going to go onto the website and do the hair analysis because I'm telling you, I've had so much to go on. So I get it. I've had so much going on with my own health and still don't have any answers. They just say, oh, don't worry about it. I'm like, how can you not worry when in the blood test it's saying this and this? And you're saying, don't worry. There's something to worry about. And so, So what I want to do, off air, I'll schedule when you and your wife come on, and we're going to continue the discussion. And matter of fact, we can do part two with part three, because I know that America and different individuals want to take their health in their own hands and do what's necessary. I believe in holistic medicine. I totally do. And I'm so glad that your wife is trained. I know that she has a lot of information to share with the listening audience. It gets me excited to know individuals have recovered, that your cancer is in remission. And so I know that you're a living testimony to what you're saying, and you've been through different things, and you can share a lot of information with the listening audience. And I do want to take the time out to thank the audience for listening. I have 80% listeners from the United States, and then 20% is international listeners. And I thank you guys for tuning in and listening. And so, David, I do want you to go ahead and give any closing remarks that you want to do for this particular episode. And then part two, I'd like to talk about meal plans and recipes and brain training. So there's a lot to cover. We'll do that in part two.
And all the information people want, they can get on our website at morethanhealthy.com. We do a video every single week on very specific subjects. So if you want to go on and watch our video logs, you'll see that we've done 57 of them so far, and they all have blogs with all the research links and links to specific products that can help. So there's a lot of information on our website, Pierce, and thank you so much for the time that you spent with me today.
You're more than welcome. I'm so glad and so very happy that you've came across my path. I think that I always believe that things happen for a reason. And so we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to do part two. And I'm going to let the listening audience know way ahead of time so that they can prepare and come in. Maybe they'll have questions for you and your wife, and we'll dig deep into the conversation.
Oh, I'm excited. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And so I want you guys to take notice of the date and the time. We're going to schedule. I'm going to schedule and let you guys know when he's coming back. And we're going to talk some more about hair analysis. Hopefully by the time he comes back, I'll have my analysis. I don't know if I'm going to share because I got a whole lot of stuff going on. So, you know, you guys, I try to be as transparent as possible. I try to be. And so, but some things are private, you know. And so people on my website know that I've had a lot of things go on. They know that I'm HIV positive, been a survivor for 30 years. And so there's a host of things that I've went through. And so hopefully through this conversation, get some things healed and get some things taken care of. So, all right, guys, I got to get on out of here. It's been a really, really awesome conversation. Going to continue with part two with David and his wife, and I want you guys to stay tuned. I want you to be healthy. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.